Tovus al Lovashir, Thursday night, Hey Tishrei.
Okay, we'll start quickly from the beginning again of Cheshbon, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, from number 17, page Reishman Zion, Reishman Vov, actually. Actually, but we learned that we're really up to Reishman. Okay, Reishman Ches. Page Reishman Ches, the fifth line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line. V'lochein hizor b'ni, hizor ochi. He's talking about the mile of his bodedus, the mile of going off yourself. You're not caught up with people, you're not busy with people, talking about people, talking about every silly thing in the world. Don't let your Yetzer say, what do you mean? You have to be a regular person, and you have to talk to people, and you have to be sociable. The Yape Beinecha, he'll pretty up. Asache Beirus. He'll say how important it is to talk to people and to be sociable with them. To have shaykhus with tzaddikim and with good people is good. So kibis chavus liyodei Hashem v'torasu b'sorvus b'yechidei segula. Of the Ninyan Abdidus, the head of Milos Ayachidus. Like Monav Shach. Elohi Abdidus Hashlema Vayachidus Agmura. That's fine. Abdidus is great. The Yesh Behimotsus Amanche Hachesed, when you get together with good people that you learn good things from and you develop good habits and you develop good values. Milos Rabos Yaseiros al Milos Ayachidus. Yarek Peiruta. Certainly, it has Milos to be alone. He's not backing off from that. But if you're a Hevra, if you're a Chabura, is a Chabura of good people that teach you things and you grow from them, then certainly that trumps the Milo of Bedidus. And there's not something for the Yetzer Hara to say, oh, so you see, it's not so important, or. It's a very logical thing, you know. There's different situations. The Torah is trying to be mavalbal, you to think it's all one, but you have to. No, this is taka good. This is better, and this is not as good, and this is no good. V'omer hachacham hoylech es chachamim yechkom. V'omer hatoz nuchoshma divrei chachamim. V'omer b'misha piger melischar belanchei chesed lo yev leitz hocheachlo. The leitz doesn't want to connect to, you know, chachamim or good people because they'll give them mussar. Vomru kadmonenu kibbutz l'rishoyim ra lohem v'ra l'olam v'la tzadikim tov lohem v'tov l'olam. Pizur l'rishoyim, spreading out, not getting together. Hano lohem v'ano l'olam, it's very good. When they get together, they're up to no good, they make trouble. It's better that they should fight with each other. We want you to have to connect to the Chachamim. Rabbi Mesabik Bafaragleim, Bahabe Shoisa Bitsamas Debrahim. Vomer Akosu Vos Nidbiru Yirei Hashem, Ishua Yehuvi Akshem Hashem Vayishma. So it's good. So he's saying, he's not being totally absolute. He's saying, most of the time, it's better to be alone and not yap, yap, yap. And talk, and you'll be alone with your thoughts and with Hashem, and you're able to develop many of the midos tovos that we talked about, Avos Hashem. You can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim if you want. You can think about Hashem, how Hashem's been good to you your whole life. And you're alone, you know, you have to make a small talk conversation with people. Certainly, there is a type of Yedidus with people that are beneficial to the world, and he brings down a few examples of it now with the Gemara, that it's Tov La Tzadikim and Tov La Olam. Certainly people that you learn from and that you would gain by attaching yourself to them, so then you should be part of that group. You want to be part of a group, be part of that group.
Okay, so that's number 17. But number 17 in general, he talks about it from every angle, but number 17 in general is the quality of his bodhidus, the quality of being alone. But don't think you have to always... be with people, talk with people, sit with people, schmooze with people. Bofen Hashmona Asar, number 18. Cheshbon Odom in Nafsho, Beis his Go'usa, his Gadlusa, when you're feeling your oats, and you know, a person has the ability to really become very rich and have many varied pleasures from the world and enjoy the world and use it to control the world and to harness the world and to develop the world and to benefit from the world. But if so that leads to gaiva and it leads to taiva, and it's a very dangerous situation because a person could do a lot. A person is very powerful. Hashem made a person to be shalat on the bria. If you look around at the bria, a person is shalat on the bria, and he harnesses all the forces of the bria. So he could then think, it's very easy to fall into that trap. So you think about, you see these videos, they show you how a person stands in relation to the whole Bria, like this little minuscule dot. Yeah, it keeps on going to the 10th power. And if you think about, when you get to the galaxies, or when it goes the other way, it goes into a leaf, and it goes into the DNA, and ultimately end up in the DNA thing. Hu baricho satzmo biyachas l'chal habriyo, hel yonu batachtonim, so oz yiboro lo kotno, oz yiruso.